continuing with the points about about Bedika. So we said that the reason why we have to be Bedika is because there's a chazaka that there's going to be found chametz in these places. So therefore, number one, a place where there's no reason to believe chametz was taken into. So we're not mechayev to be Bedika. If you don't know, we have to assume that the person is not really aware. Very good possibility a person did bring into that place, so therefore chazal mechayev Bedika in that place as well. But a person is makbid not to bring chametz into a certain place, or it's a place which the nature is that chametz is not brought into there, so then we assume that there's no chametz there, you don't have to be Bedika. Number one. Number two, if the reason why we chazal did not rely on bittul alone, because you're afraid the person will see the chametz and then the desire to chametz and not honestly, his bittul will not be honest anymore, a place where the chametz will never be found, so you're not mechayev to be Bedika as well. So if chametz falls behind a very, very large bookcase, which is not going to be moved, so you do not need to move the bookcase to take the chametz out. The chametz is bittul by itself over there. You do a ma'aseh bittul, and that's sufficient. You're not going to be finding the chametz. So any place where that what that's being said, obviously you have no need to clean there. You know, any large type of piece of furniture which is not normally moved, a person would not be mechuyev to move that, to clean there, and then be bedik there as well. A person can just assume that it stays there and rely on bittul alone without getting involved in doing the process of bedika and beer there. If there is a interesting halacha, we were just talking about the halachas of cleaning, so we said, theoretically, cleaning should accomplish, it takes away the chazaka, and theoretically, should argue it does not require, it should take away the halacha requirement of bedika. So we mentioned that is a question. So we say we do not want to rely on cleaning alone, because chazal did not want to differentiate between the bedika and bedika, the chazal machai bedika and a mokum, and therefore they're not going to take away the din of bedika because of the fact that you clean there. But let's say we're not dealing with a mokum, we're dealing with an item. A person has clothing. So we say the law is that a person should check his pockets. Maybe there's crumbs in his pockets, and he should check his pockets as well. But a person would clean his pockets well. So Rav Moshe Zatzal says that if a person would clean his pockets well, so he does not need to do bedika on his pockets. Even the Ramah says you have to do bedika on the kisim. At the time of bedika, a person is mechuyev to check his pockets for chametz. A pocket where, you know, person has a pants pocket, he might have stuck a cookie in his pocket at some point in time, a jacket pocket, a coat pocket, he might have taken a roll at some point and stuck it in his pocket, so he's mechayev to do bedika. It's a place where you put a chametz there, you have to do bedika. But if you clean them before Pesach, and you know that there's nothing there, so the merchant said you can rely on that cleaning, that will replace the chayev of bedika. We said we do not allow cleaning to take away the chayev of bedika. That's a chiyah bedika which is put on a mokum. Chazal put a chiyah bedika on a mokum. Chazal came along and said, practically, we want you to check. Ramah says, practically, we want you to check. We don't want chametz to be in your possession. So I know there's no chametz in my possession. So anything of that sort, a suitcase would be the same thing. A backpack. So a person would clean their backpacks before their backpack, knapsack, whatever name you call it. Those type of items, a stroller, a baby carriage, something like that, you know, they have a place to put chametz over there. A person will clean that beforehand and make sure that there's nothing there, so a person can rely on that, and he does not need to do a ma'aseh bedika, b'shas bedika, on these items. If a person did not clean them beforehand, a person is mechuyev to check these places, b'shas bedika, to make sure that there's no chametz there. Have a good morning.